to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. This is episode 80. Go to gruntfreepress.com. That's the website for random fucking garbage. And it's about it. Try to get through this together. I'm a little bit sick here. I've been sick for like the past couple days. It was fucking faggot ass cold. This fucking nose is just, it's not like, I'm like, yeah, I'm fine, I'm good, and I fucking called out from work the past couple days. One of those deals where it's like, I'm fucking like, I'm alright, I'm fucking getting better, and then like, you know, fucking lay down, I'm like, my immune system's kicking in, so I'm kind of fucking like wired, because fucking, my shit's going, feels like I'm on fucking like, stored a bunch of fucking Ritalin or something, you know what I mean? It was just fucking a little bit wired, and fucking lay down, I'm like, ah, no, I'm good, I feel fine, and then fucking get up, my nose just fucking starts going like a faucet and shit. That's what it's been like the past fucking few days, so, bear with me again. I got voice issues every fucking week. It's like something like fucking some kind of sound garbage goes on. So I don't know, let's just not pay attention to that, and we'll go talk about some games here. So I played Hyper Light Drifter. I played most of it last week, but fucking ran out of time. I couldn't talk about it, but Hyper Light Drifter. Finished that. Fucking completely reviewed it. All that good shit. Just Another indie game. Small budget. Again, still waiting for the fucking good. The good ones are coming. The big ones. Big AAA games are coming soon. Fucking Resident Evil 7 all fucking preloaded. So, when I don't have that, I just fucking start drifting off into this smaller games here. So yeah, Hyper Light Drifter. Don't get the impression I'm fucking like, ah, shitting on indie games again. I play fucking everything, like whatever. So don't keep an open mind, or you know, I'm not trying new stuff here. So yeah, right off the bat, I don't know, fucking last week or a couple weeks before, I talked about that game, Party Hard, and I was talking about like, it's got that fucking generic like fake 8 or 16-bit fucking pixelated graphics, you know, it's fucking just, it's like the, again, the indie pixelated, like, indie game look. It's fucking, it's its own thing, pixel art shit. It's gonna be really an 8 or a 16-bit game, they're kinda trying to get in there somewhere, but it's fucking, it's its own thing. Almost the same fucking thing in Hyper Light Drifter. Only, I will say, in Hyper Light Drifter, it looks, you know, it does look good. I mean, it doesn't, there's a certain line. It's like fucking like, it can look like just like a fucking mess, you know what I mean? Just fucking blocks fucking thrown together, or it can look fucking decent sometimes. And yeah, it's just, you know, the overall look, like the art style and shit. It's decent. Like, it's not like horrible to look at, like some of those games. The only issue is, these new age fucking pixel art games here, they just have a fucking major problem with like density and perspective, you know, like just like fucking just a lot of shit fucking thrown on the screen. So again, it's like, it just looks like a fucking mess sometimes. Fucking mess of pixels. They have to kind of like sit here and fucking like, what the fuck is going on, you know? Like in ye olde times, I've probably gone over this a fucking million times, but you know, the fucking old NES, fucking SNES, Genesis, like whatever, like those days or whatever the fuck. They were fucking pushing their, you know, pushing the hardware limits. Like those are fucking like, you know, top notch fucking graphics back in the day when games really were fucking 8 and 16 bit, you know. So, I mean, there was only so much fucking detail they could put on the screen, you know, only so much memory the fucking systems had and all that graphical fucking memory and whatever the fuck, you know. They were going for something. I mean, it was all about, like, you know, economy, like, fucking just, you know, being careful, like, just as minimal as possible while still fucking, you know what I mean, doing what they want to do, and clarity, like, you know, trying to make it so, you know, you immediately fucking, again, you just walk and you immediately fucking identify what everything is, like, they have nice fucking, like, outlines and fucking whatever, silhouettes and shit, all the sprites, all that shit. Then, you know, it's just fucking, Yeah, the new like this the new fucking pixel art again, fucking just this new age fucking pixelated fucking fake retro game type shit. Yeah, it's all fucking seems really busy. So I mean, a lot of the time it just again it's fucking just takes me a minute to fucking figure out what the fuck I'm looking at, and it's just it was just a fucking bunch of colored squares on the screen. It just looks like a fucking mess and shit, and. You know, it's a your main character, and he looks decent. He's got fucking decent animation and shit. And then you have a little helper guy flying around, almost like I don't know, like fucking like Navi from fucking like Zelda or whatever. Little helper floating around you, fairy guy, whatever the fuck. And he's literally made up of like five squares connected to each other, just five fucking blocks, five pixels. So you know, it looks like he came from a fucking like Atari game. You know, it's just when you look at that, it's like, what the fuck is that even supposed to be? It's just like again, it looks like a fucking Atari something or other. Like I don't know. And then I'm looking at some of the backgrounds in the game too, and they're just so fucking dense and shit, just so like. Shit everywhere. It's just like, what is this? What the fuck am I looking at? Just a fucking pixel explosion of fucking garbage. And then on the levels too, and there's a bunch of fucking like big squares everywhere. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking again. It's like the problem of either you know a ton of like detail they're trying to do, or it's just fucking like, oh, here's a fucking like square in the fucking in the game in the background or the foreground, like whatever. I mean, that make up the levels, you know. Well, this be like fucking like, oh, a giant square, and a fucking, you know, giant square on top of it. And it's kind of like a fucking, it's hard to tell like what fucking plane they're on, like what plane of like, you know, if they're above you, below you, fucking, if they're, you can go around them, if they're fucking, you know, in the foreground, the background, you know, it's just fucking, you know, it's just like, can I walk past this fucking, this fucking thing or whatever? Is it going to walk past this fucking square or no? I'm going to fucking run into it and, yes, I mean, you're constantly fucking rubbing up against everything to see what, you know, what the fuck is what, and, you know, fucking, is this like, you know what I mean, I'm just pretty much going around the fucking, the entire screen, just fucking, like, what is what, like, what's fucking background, what's going on here, can I fucking cross over this, or, you know what I mean, just, it's almost like fucking, like, Wolfenstein or something, only it's fucking, you know what I mean, it's supposed to be a fucking 2D fucking, thing, top down, or three-quarter perspective, whatever the fuck. Yeah, that kind of sucks, and, yeah, and then there's shit like that, it's just like an art problem, and again, like, some people love that fucking, the pixel art and shit, it's like fucking, like, I can, you know what I mean, it's like, again, I grew up with that shit, it's fucking, like, this is just kind of, like, just feels like kind of lazy, or not, like, thought out, like, just fucking, like, not, doesn't keep your gameplay in mind, like, doesn't keep the gameplay in mind, and, oh, jeez, my fucking nose is already starting. Fucking Jesus. Hold on a second. This is going to be a fucking disgusting episode. I'll fucking say that right now. Just fucking... try to stem the flow here for a second. Yeah, if you haven't figured it out, I have no fucking mute button and, yeah. Or even if I did, it's raw. We go fucking raw here. Hit record and fucking see what happens, and if it's just fucking me blowing my nose for fucking 10 minutes, that's what you're getting, so, there you go. What the fuck is I saying, it's just fucking, trying to open up the map, it's just fucking, open up the map, you're trying to figure out where the fuck you're going, and it's just fucking, you know, just, what am I looking at, it's just fucking pixel fucking diarrhea everywhere. It's pretty much useless. I'm just fucking like, this is just a fucking mess of fucking squares and shit. You're trying, it was like so like cryptic and like not like, I don't think it's even like really intentional, like maybe, but it's fucking just like, this isn't very, very fucking helpful. Yeah, you get the, general direction of like where you want to go and shit. Then it's, just fucking guesswork. I mean, I checked by going to, go to this, you know, I'd fucking like bring it up, like, look, where am I now, like, where's my character, I was just saying I am on the map, then I'd fucking like go over like a couple screens and shit and just bring it up again. It's fucking like, oh, I didn't move, like, according to the map, like, it's all just fucking, it's fucking weird, it doesn't really help you too much. Again, it's just fucking like a general fucking like, oh, this is something I need to the, you know, to the east or something, and fucking like that's about it. Yeah, so it's it makes no fucking sense. Like, you want to see where the fuck you are. Just, you know what I mean? Just fucking yeah, but whatever. I mean, I complain about like more like the art. Basically, I'm just fucking like, it is what it is. I mean, fucking again, just how these fucking games look and shit. But the game's all right. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and be like, it's bad. Fucking like whatever. It is, again, it's so I feel pretty much with the fucking the game in general. It's fucking, it is what it is. It's fucking it's a Zelda-like, fucking fairly simple fucking controls and shit, and you just fucking slash and shoot and, do a fucking warp, like, short range to fucking dodge and move over platforms and shit. It's almost like, well, you know, it's acting as, like, a dodge and fucking, like, almost like a jump or whatever. Like, if you have to cross a gap, you're just fucking, warping over it. Hit fucking the A button or whatever, you just fucking like just flash across the screen a little bit. You get that and fucking, you know, you can slash, shoot, do that fucking warp, and then, you know, there's no real, very little explanation about where you're supposed to, what you're supposed to do, where you're supposed to go. There's no dialogue, no tutorials, just fucking go out, explore, find fucking collectibles and shit, and that's the game pretty much. It's, you do that. I mean, you start off in a town. It's a little hub, and it's fucking very basic. There's some fucking, you know, shops around and shit to buy upgrades for, like, health or special moves, fucking different guns, all that shit. It's fucking, you know, just upgrades you can buy, and you get to fucking collect these little yellow squares and shit. It doesn't really tell you what the fuck it is. Like, I was picking up those fucking yellow squares, just like, huh, I wonder what the fuck these are. I might open a door somewhere, like, whatever. Then it's fucking like, oh, they do, you know what I mean? I had a bunch of them. Then it's fucking like, oh, that's like currency or whatever. But it's weird how they do it. It's fucking like, oh, you gotta collect like six or eight of them or something. And they fucking like form up like a bigger fucking yellow square. That's your currency. But, then you head off on, you get fucking four directions you can go from there. Like, pretty clear, fucking, you know, north, fucking east, southwest, whatever the fuck. And you're just going off, and at the end of the path, you know, and fucking, each one, or, you know, it's kind of like Zelda, where it's fucking like, it's a fucking, just, you know, a path, and there'll be a fucking, like, dungeon, intertwined dungeons anyway, with the fucking boss at the end. You beat him, and fucking, like, whatever, you're trying to find, like, these four, like, triangles. They're like squares or like diamonds or whatever the fuck, but, you know, again, it's just like fucking like Zelda, like you're getting like fucking Triforce pieces or whatever. You collect like four of those usually, and fucking that unlocks the fucking, you know, the boss to fight, and then, yeah, that's pretty much it. You do that fucking like four times for each way, and it's, you know, fucking open-ish world type of deal. I mean, by open, I mean you just fucking, there's no, like, stage one, two. It's just fucking, like, I pick a direction and go type of deal. You know, it's not, like, fucking, like, again, like, Metroidvania type or nothing like that, where you know, like, you need to find, like, certain items to progress, like, one way or whatever. sorry. Yeah, just, you know, the upgrades you buy in the shop, just, you know, it just makes the game easier, pretty much. Like, you know, you get fucking more health or ammo or fucking, like, whatever. You're just getting, you know, you're unlocking the ability where you can, like, if somebody shoots a projectile at you, you can fucking hit it with your sword, and it fucking, like, reflects back at them. Again, just like fucking Zelda or whatever, but, you just have to unlock that, but you don't need it, you know what I mean? You can just fucking, like, you can go through the game without fucking buying anything if you want to do, you know, nothing stopping you from doing that. So, I mean, yeah, it's just fucking, very basic stuff. The main gimmick is that dash, you know, as far as the one you use to fucking evade and shit. Just the quick warp and, you know, whatever direction you're facing, and you know, other than that, that's fucking pretty, you know, unique, I guess. I don't know how unique it is, but, you know, it's different. You don't see that too often. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, you just fucking slash them with your fucking sword, or you're fucking shooting your fucking gun. To do that, you have to fucking hold down one of the triggers, and it fucking makes you stop moving when you do that, and a fucking cursor pops up. And you know, you aim with the crosshair, fucking shoot. It's kind of like clumsy and shit. Like took me a little bit to get used to, because it's fucking like, you know, you're fucking dashed around, fucking. It's hard to like fucking use that and like fluidly with everything else, because fucking like you hold that trigger, it just fucking stops, and you're fucking aiming. You have like real limited ammo and shit. When you run out, you have to fucking slash. You know, when you use your sword, you slash enemies. Like that's what gives you ammo. You know, doing your melee attacks and so it's not like you can go around. You can't really turn into a shooter. Like you have to fucking like rely on your fucking sword more than anything. You get a few different ranged weapons. You get, you know, a shotgun. It kind of acts like the contra spread gun. Just fucking like three or four. You know, pellets fucking fly out in different directions. Pretty standard, like pistol, or you know, you get a laser that shoots through multiple enemies and so on and so forth. Other than that, I mean, you fucking again, all the optional shit. I mean, you get a bomb. You can like a smart bomb type thing. You just fucking roll it on the ground and do fucking good damage and fucking, you know, just a big fucking circle that explodes out, you know, pretty big radius, and it takes a long time to fucking recharge that, though, so it's just kind of like, yeah, you know, you fucking throw it in at a boss, or, like, whatever, or fucking, when you get surrounded again, almost like a smart bomb, and it's simple and fucking straightforward shit. Again, pretty much what you'd expect from one of these fucking, like, fake-ass fucking retro games. But yeah, so you're playing, you're fucking getting all those fucking pink triangles or fucking pink squares or whatever, and that might be a gay thing, I don't know, whatever, probably. But you can see, you know, you can see where they are on the map. Again, you fucking bring up the map and it's just fucking like, all right, well, there's one here, like fucking to the left or to the right or whatever. So, you know, using that to fucking just, you know, go in that fucking general fucking direction, and yeah, like I said, that fucking trying to use the map's a fucking nightmare. You know, there's two levels to the game too. It's fucking like, you know, you're in the overworld and, you know, there's some shit there, and sometimes you have to like, there'll be like an elevator you go down and fucking go down to like whatever the fucking dungeon floor or like whatever, and that'll fucking like connect to, again, it's a fucking nightmare. I'm just fucking, you know, I'm sure if you like yeah, you go in fucking above ground and you go in underground and fucking, you know, this fucking disaster maze, you know, it's just fucking lines connecting everything and, yeah, it's just, you know, again, it's real fucking simple and shit, but, you know, the world design, I mean, is fucking like, it's not really like designed like in a ridiculous way. Everything's pretty fucking like simple and shit, but it's, you know, if you've, if you were to sit there and like draw out your own fucking map of just fucking like whatever, just fucking, you know, fucking this connects here, this connects here, fucking this goes underground here, this goes above, like, see, if you just like drew your own fucking map and shit, I'm sure it's fucking like real simple. But yeah, just again in the game, just fucking bringing up that map, it's just like what the fuck am I looking at? And yeah, usually, yeah, sometimes it fucking works like you expect. I'm just fucking like, all right, well, I see this fucking tunnel connects here, and fucking this goes above ground, and I have to go there to here, and fuck, yeah, so, sometimes it works, fucking usually not. So, yeah, again, the fucking just, whether that's intentional or it's just fucking, you know, the graphics are fucking what make it a fucking disaster, I don't know, but that was kind of a bitch, but... Yeah, it doesn't take too long anyway. The fucking game is just fucking like whatever, like 9 hours or something like that. So it's not like it's fucking like you're gonna be stuck forever. You'll figure it out eventually, just fucking wandering around. Maybe that's why they didn't make it like too clear. Otherwise, you'd fucking probably blow through the game in like fucking like 5 hours or whatever. But yeah, that's the thing with the game. It's probably, you know, super fucking minimalist. You know, no dialogue in it, no text. Real simple controls and shit. Then they make some shit like so like vague and just fucking, you know, just fucking mysterious or whatever. It just feels to the point where it feels kind of like cheap, you know, like fucking like fake artsy fucking bullshit, you know. It just kind of like gets in its own way for no reason. Again, just fucking like, oh, look at this fucking, like, whatever, you know, is the way this, all these pixels are all over the place, isn't that fucking, like, whatever. Yeah, you know, as you progress, I mean, there's, this story unfolding. Again, just fucking, like, short, animated fucking cutscenes with no dialogue. You know, you're having fucking flashbacks, getting killed, some shit like that. You know, you see your fucking character get fucking, like, assaulted or whatever by some fucking, like, giant demon looking thing. You see him fucking stab you, you're stumbling around, you're bleeding and shit, and yeah, just really fucking, like, typical fucking indie game, like, art fag stuff, as far as the story goes. It doesn't mean much. Again, it's fucking no dialogue, no nothing through the whole fucking thing. It's just fucking like, oh, you know, it's fucking generic enough that they don't feel the need to really tell you what's going on. But you get the idea. It's fucking like, ah, whatever. You've seen a fucking million times. If you want the big fucking spoiler for the fucking ending, if you ever played fucking like Journey or like Shovel Knight or fucking any other indie game in the past 5 years. You've already spoiled it for yourself, because it's what you think it is. And again, it was fucking just, I think the theme this week is not a bad game, just feels fucking generic and just fucking kind of like inoffensive. Like, it's not like fucking like, oh, like whatever, this is bad, or this is, you know, even like whatever. Just, you know, just kind of like generic and fucking, you know, just like you look at it, look at the game and fucking you just look at the art and shit and you know pretty much like exactly what it is. If you look at that and I tell you like, oh, that's a fucking, you know, full retro fucking Zelda like fucking indie game, you know exactly what I'm talking about. There's really nothing else beyond that, you know, nothing more to it, nothing less really. But yeah, if you're like, yeah, whatever, I'll fucking play it anyway, like, whatever, if you go into it with that fucking mindset, I think it's fine. I mean, I will be honest, I was expecting a lot more from it. I mean, just because I had been listening to fucking people, like, hype it up and shit and fucking talk about it for a while, whatever, a couple months or whatever, just fucking like, oh, Hyper Light Drifter, it's fucking, oh, it might be my game of the year, like, that type of shit, and fucking, like, I don't know. Yeah, I just, you know, I heard that, like, heard a bunch of positive shit about it. I as I'm playing it, like, I didn't really know much about it. I had no clue how long it was or anything like that. So after I fucking collected the all, like, the fucking, like, the triangles and shit, and fucking, you know, you're taking, again, like, you know, you beat the boss at the end of each of, you know, in each of the fucking cardinal directions, you fucking beat the boss, you get those fucking triangles, squares, whatever the fuck. I forget. So I think it might be a fucking, like, four triangles that make up a square, whatever. And you get all that shit, and you fucking, like, bring it back to like, the main town, like, the center hub where you started, and there's, you know, there's a big fucking, like, thing in the middle, like, these columns fucking in a fucking around a fucking, like, circle, you know what I mean? Fucking, it's like, oh, I'm gonna fucking open that up, and it's gonna fucking, like, whatever, it was unlock this fucking the main hub or whatever, the main fucking part of the game, the passage in the center, you know, that you're working towards. So, I mean, you know, as I was doing that, I'm just thinking, like, fucking, like, oh, there's probably, like, a ton of fucking shit after you do that. Like, this is probably, again, just fucking go back, you know, like Zelda, it's fucking, like, oh, you know, first you go out and you get, like, the three, you know, fucking pieces of the Triforce or whatever the fuck. It's been a while since I played a fucking Zelda game. But, yeah, you know, you just always get, like, the three fucking, this is your fucking mission, go get these three things, and you do that, and then it fucking, like, opens up more, you know? Opens up, like, a shit ton more. You get a fucking deal. It's like, oh, now go get the fucking eight, you know, go do the other fucking eight dungeons type of thing. Yeah, I was expecting that. After you opened up, like, that fucking, the center passage there, you know, I was thinking, like, fucking, like, oh, you know, they're probably gonna do more with this. Like, it's probably gonna, they're gonna do something crazy with the fucking gameplay. It's probably gonna just open up and, like, all this shit. And, no, that's not what happens at all. You know, you send up, you fight the fucking end boss, and fucking, like, the game ends, and that's about it. I mean, the last boss is kind of tough, but you know, it's not nothing really new. Nothing new happens. Nothing new fucking. no real fucking new gameplay mechanics. No nothing. It's just like, oh, go fight the boss. I mean, he's got his own patterns and all that shit. But it's no, you know, it's no like fucking like inside type fucking twist or anything cool like that. And that's fine. It's just fucking like, yeah, it's an average game overall, really. I mean, I just didn't get like fucking, again, people were hyping it up like it's something special. I'm just like, yeah, but if I didn't hear people talking about it, I would have fucking, you know, seen it on like the fucking Steam store or whatever and just fucking pass it by. I'm like, I had another fucking indie game, you know, another fucking pixelated like indie fucking action game, like whatever. Yeah, I don't know. There's probably some fucking behind the scenes fucking development feel good story or some shit that I don't know about. That's usually the fucking case. And yeah, I don't know. That's fucking why nobody takes fucking games journalism seriously anymore. But anyway, speaking of that, I reviewed it up on gruntfreepress.com. Give it a fucking recommendation. Just not a particularly strong one. You know what I mean? It's just like, hey, you know, it's okay. It's a fucking decent one of those type of deal. That's it. I'm still gonna keep going. I'm gonna take a break. Talk about the Talos principle for a little bit. Yeah, a little bit of an early break here, but I gotta fucking get some of the snot out of my nose before I just fucking, I don't know, my brain's fucking leak out of my head. Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press podcast. Yeah, so take an early break there to fucking just fucking blow snot all into a fucking sock. I don't know, I wasn't gonna fucking get up. I gotta get up and get a fucking towel, but the sock was closer, so I just fucking went to town on it. So it's pretty fucking gross. It's probably only gonna fucking save me like a couple minutes, you know. Pretty soon it's just gonna be fucking all all dripping all over the place again in a second. Yeah, I just gotta fucking toss the fucking sock in the corner with my fucking cum rags. Oh, that makes like some kind of like mustard gas or something when it mixes, like just fucking cum and snot. I don't know. We'll see. Totally gonna be a fucking disgusting episode, but yeah. So yeah, the Talos principle. Speaking of philosophy and the meaning of life. Instead of playing the Talos principle, and yeah, I know I'm a little bit late to the party on this one. I'd heard fucking really good things about it. It'd been in my backlog for fucking for years. Like I bought it like fucking years ago. It was, even then, I think I was fucking pretty late to the party when that came out. But yeah, it's funny now again. I was fucking like waiting, like what the fuck's going on? There's nothing really I want to play coming out. So yeah, just fucking started playing that. You know, fucking whatever. The basic concept is it's a puzzle game. You know, it's kind of like a Portal. I'd say it's probably the closest thing to equate it to. But it's not. You know, it's more laid back than fucking Portal. You know what I mean? It's fucking. If Portal's just fucking, you know, kind of small, like, intricate puzzles and shit, and a lot of it's fucking, like, you know, testing, like, your platforming skills, all that shit, and fucking, you know, trying to aim, fucking pinpoint aim at a fucking certain spot to fucking, like, you know, get yourself through a fucking portal and all that shit. This is more like, again, it's more like traditional fucking laid back, just, there's, like, hazards and shit. I mean, there's turrets everywhere and, you know, traps and all that everywhere. Oh, yeah, you have to deal with those. But it's usually very just fucking, you know, take your time, fucking think about it. Think about all your moves before you fucking do them and just, you know, test, you know, place a jammer here, fucking, you know, open this door, fucking walk through there, see what happens, fuck around with this for a little bit and just fucking like, all right, I know all the fucking pieces that I hear, type of deal, put them all together and try to fucking figure something else or, yeah, just, you know, fuck around type of deal. Not fucking very, like, twitchy or, like, skill-based, nothing like that. Just very, you know, calm and fucking peaceful and shit. And, it looks fucking great, too. I mean, it's the Serious Sam engine or some shit. So it's just, like, this weird, like, fucking, like, oh, looks fucking really nice. And you press, like, the run button, and it's fucking, like, oh, you know, it does feel like a fucking... first-person shooter type, like, old-school, it's fucking, like, super fast. If I fucking, like, run, it's fucking just, still, like, looks, you know, and just, like, the scope of it again is fucking Serious Sam, fucking see it, like, pyramids everywhere and shit, and just, you start off with, like, a Greek architecture fucking inspired, you know, ruins and shit. You know, so you solve some puzzles and you're earning, Tetris pieces instead of those pink triangles or whatever the fuck, and I was like fucking like, ah, oh, you gotta get fucking like Tetris pieces as you're solving the puzzles, and those act as like keys you use to unlock, you know, just to progress, like you're unlocking other levels and fucking, you know, you're going into like you know, it's like an industrial fucking overworld type thing. Fucking just connects everything. It's fucking just, you know, it's like kind of like snowy, but it's fucking, you know, like smokestacks and shit. And just, from there, you know, you go into fucking, you know, Egyptian desert or fucking, like medieval castles and shit, or like, you know, the Greek, it's like A, B, and C, and there's fucking like whatever. But, you know, as you're going, fucking, you know, naturally the fucking, the puzzles are getting more, complex and fucking involved and shit, and yeah, you know, they keep throwing in like more variables and fucking different pieces of equipment you're unlocking. You use those to fucking just, you know, it gets more fucking complex, more fucking parts you got to deal with, and just, you know, different concepts you're fucking trying to figure out. Yeah, there's this fucking meta narrative going on, you know, over the whole thing as you're going again, but kind of like Portal, the whole like fucking like. You know, you're in a fucking lab type of deal, but, you know, it's almost the same thing, but it's more just fucking, like, more to it than that, you know, and just, I know what you're thinking too. You know, here comes the fucking my I fucking hate this meta garbage type of shit rant. But no, it was actually really fucking. I think it's really cool. Okay, again, like Portal. Definitely some, you know, similarities to fucking Portal. You know, you're running around in the fucking lab, and you know, and the, you know, the seams start fucking coming apart as you go on, and just you know there's a fucking bigger picture to it. That was Portal. Then the Talos principle is fucking similar too. I mean, you start off fucking, you know, you see in a fucking a computerized boot up screen, and there's a fucking narrator, you know, he's got this fucking big booming voice, and this guy telling you what to do. Then you come across a fucking computer terminal, and, you know, you interact with it, and, you know, you see, you know, as you're typing, as your character's typing, you see your fucking, like, robot hands and shit. So, it's pretty safe right off the bat to assume, you know, you're a fucking, like, robot trying to fucking gain consciousness or fucking, like, whatever. So kind of like Soma, I guess, in that respect. I don't know, the game fucking Soma. There might be some kind of crossover with that game too. I'm not sure. I fucking one of the fucking terminals. I found one of the computers was listing a bunch of people that, you know, I just fucking, you know, come across like notes and fucking memos and shit from people, you know, people who fucking were working or are working in the fucking, you know, the lab or whatever, the fucking, the testing facility that you're going through. Just, you know, emails and fucking shit back and forth to them. And one of them was just fucking, you know, a bunch of fucking, like, names. It seemed like fucking kind of like an Easter egg where they're, you know, listing, like, the in-game credits or whatever. And, yeah, one of them was some note was fucking, like, you know, guy's name, and it said, formerly of Soma, or something like that, and I'm not sure. I mean, maybe that means that guy worked on fucking Soma and fucking the Talos Principle. I don't know. Or maybe there's some other connection. No, I don't know. Or maybe the word fucking Soma, you know, has some other meaning in history. I'm pretty sure it does, or, like, philosophy or whatever. Not sure. Something I could take fucking 2 seconds to Google. But... yeah, I'm busy. I don't have fucking 2 seconds to do that shit. So you start off, you know, you get out of the tutorial level, just pretty basic, just fucking simple puzzles and shit. And just, you know, you get into that hub room that's got, like, numbered doors and shit. It's just fucking, you know, blue, like, fucking, like, energy doors you can walk through. And each door, you know, is just the numbered, like, 1 through 8, I think. Each door you go through leads to, it's like a stage, and once you're in that stage, it's fucking, yeah, usually like half a dozen or so puzzles in there to figure out. So, I mean, you just go, like, fucking, like, whatever, it's just, like, open, you pick whatever one you want to go to, just fucking go and just try to solve that puzzle. So, you know, solve a puzzle, and fucking, at the end of it, you get a fucking Tetris piece, and, yeah, you use the fucking Tetris pieces to unlock fucking equipment. You know, to fucking, again, just as you're going on, the fucking puzzles are just getting, like, you know, more advanced. Like, fucking, you know, you need more fucking items to do them, and it'll tell you, like, fucking, like, oh, you can't even attempt this one. You don't have this piece of equipment yet, and here's what you need to fucking, what Tetris pieces you need to fucking unlock that piece of equipment. So it's just kind of like, oh, you can go back and, like, all right, I need this and this, and fucking try to unlock that. Yeah, like, you know, you start off, just, you can't do anything, you know, just fucking just jumping or, like, whatever, just, like, running through a maze or whatever. Then you end up fucking, it's like, oh, now I can fucking grab, like, whatever, a box. Like, there'll be boxes everywhere, so it's like, all right, well, now I'm fucking, like, stacking boxes up and shit. Then you need, they'll give you, like, these glass prisms you can put down that'll reflect the beam of light to, like, whatever, like, you know, reflect in a different way to unlock a door, like, whatever. So then, you know, then you get all these puzzles with that, where it's fucking like I can connect it fucking from the light source to, like, you know, 8 different fucking, like, ending points, and try to fucking unlock a bunch of doors at once, and fucking try to get it through obstacles and that type of shit. And you know, or you fucking shit like that, or fuck, you know, you get, like, you know, a fan, like, fuck, you'll unlock fucking, like, a fan. So it's fucking, okay, well, now I can blow the fucking boxes up, and I might need to put a fucking one of those prisms on top of that to fucking reflect the beam to, you know, get it up above everything. And just, yeah, it gets fucking pretty complex as it goes on. You know, and you, it's fucking those jammers too. It'll fucking just, you know, jam a, whatever, fucking, you know, jam a fucking door open, but it's fucking like, all right, now I gotta figure out how to, like, open this door, take another jammer inside, and then fuck, you know what I mean? You're fucking like, all right, well, if I use a beat, again, it just goes on, it's more and more fucking, complicated, and, you know, now I'm fucking, I'm using this, you know, this is fucking, like, recorder that'll record, what, you know, what you're doing, and then, you know, it's like fucking like, all right, yeah, same shit, like, all right, you got moving this, opening these doors, fucking moving this shit around, and then you go back to the fucking recorder, you hit play, and like, it'll be like a ghost of yourself, whatever, it's like a blue fucking, like, hologram, whatever, doing the same shit you just did, and any fucking, like, objects that you interacted with, so, you know, it's fucking, like, those will, like, stay, you know what I mean? Like, there'll be, like, another, like, another fucking, like, version of that, like, a fucking, like, hologram version that'll fucking, like, all right, so boxes on a fucking button and fucking, like, hey, it gets fucking pretty complicated and shit. You know, fucking, you know, stepping on a button to open a gate, fucking drop a box here, move a box there, fucking, you know, you use a fucking prism to connect a fucking beam of light, and then you, yeah, play everything back in the fucking right order, and, you know what I mean? And then fucking, like, all right, well, now I can trying to time everything out, trying to fucking rearrange a bunch of shit. Yeah, it does get fucking, like, crazy and shit. But again, it's nothing like fucking really, like, no, like, fucking, like, test of, like, reflexes or anything like that. It's just more fucking, again, laid back. You know, for the most part, I've been, pretty impressed with the way the game fucking, like, ramps up the difficulty, just because, you know, there's usually fucking shitty issue with fucking, like, puzzle games, you know what I mean? It's like fucking just like, oh, I'm completely stumped on this fucking, like, one puzzle, you know what I mean? And I can't fucking progress at all until I fucking get past this. It's just like a block type of deal. And again, at least here, because the game's, like, kind of fucking open, you can work on a bunch of shit at once. You know, you get stuck on something for too long, you fucking just, you know, move on to something else, and I'll come back to that later, and, maybe learn some kind of, like, new concept from, you know what I mean, from another fucking puzzle, you know, later on, and fucking come back and, hopefully fucking figure it out. That's pretty cool. And just, if you take too fucking long on one, like, you know what I mean, there's no, like, time limit or anything, but it's fucking like, I've been doing this for, like, 20 minutes or whatever, I'm just fucking around at this point, like, just moving a bunch of shit. The narrator, like, the fucking, the voice in the sky, he'll even fucking, like, chime in and say something like, oh, you know, it's okay, like, maybe move on to another one, fucking come back later, like, something like that. And that kind of pisses me off, because, you know, it's just like, if you're in the middle of something, just fucking like, I'm kind of frustrated, I'm still trying to figure shit out, and then fucking, like, you know, that shit happens, like, maybe try again later, you know, it's just like, dude, fuck you fucking faggot, don't tell me what to do, type of deal. But it's usually good fucking advice, you know, because it's, there's only been a few fucking instances where I've just, like, dude, I have no fucking clue what this fucking solution is, and just fucking, like, then I'll move on, like, way beyond that, like, you know what I mean, just fucking going on, like, I'd assume, like, as you're going further, like, the puzzles are getting more, like, fucking, you know, harder, fucking more complex, all that shit, and they are. Then I'll fucking go back to, like, one. You know, there's two fucking moving pieces. You know, those are kind of the worst, where it's like, there's fucking, like, two goddamn moving pieces here, and just, like, there's only so many combinations I can fuck around with this, and I still can't figure it out. It's just like, some angle of not fucking, you know, looking at it from, or, like, whatever. And those are the ones that fucking piss me off the most. I'm fucking really determined, like, not to fucking go down that path of looking at any walkthroughs or, like, hints or anything like that. Said before, like, that fucking ruins games in fucking general, but it completely fucks up, you know, the entire point of playing a fucking puzzle game if you're just looking shit up, like, period. You know what I mean? It's fucking, like, there's no point. The best moment, you know, I've been stuck on this one fucking puzzle for, like, whatever, like, days or whatever. like hour, like again, like probably if I played it for like 20 hours or so at this point, like fucking within like, yeah, it's a long game too, dude, like, but I say I get stuck at something like fucking like hour on, you know, like fucking an hour in or something. It's fucking, I'm still like, you know, I'm like, yeah, I'll go back. And I'll go back. And I was fucking like 20 hours later and just like, ah, there's only a few fucking moving parts to deal with here. I just, I have no fucking clue. You know, I just, I have no clue how to fucking solve it. And then, yeah, there's these, like QR codes all over the game on the walls and shit. And they're supposed to just, you know, you walk up to them and it's fucking, it shows you like a message will pop up. Hold on, grab my fucking new snot rag here. So, gross. Yeah, fucking, you know, a message will pop up, like, fucking, as you're looking at the QR code, just, you know, fucking, there's supposed to be fucking messages left from fucking, other test subjects, I guess, you know, just fucking, like, random fucking quotes and shit from, it's supposed to be, like, from, like, a message board or, like, whatever, just, you know, people just fucking, again, it's supposed to be, like, robots in a fucking testing facility, and they're fucking leaving, like, these QR codes where they, you know, they're talking, again, they're talking, like, fucking, like, people, it's fucking, like, lol, like, yeah, whatever, and you're, like, fucking, oh, this one's tough, lol, like, fucking, you know what I mean, but it's fucking, it's more fucking deeper than that, just fucking, I can't think of shit off that, I can't, off my head, I can't think of something even, like, fake smart as this fucking snot dripping out of my fucking face, so, so I fucking get, I get up to this one, you know, yeah, it'll be those fucking, they'll be fucking, like, empty walls, it'll almost look like a shrine or something like that. I think it's supposed to be, like, on the particular, like, harder than fucking normal one, you know what I mean, like, the harder ones I think it only shows up at. It just looks like a fucking shrine. You walk up to it, and you can hit like, A or whatever, and, your character will fucking paint his own, like, QR code, and that'll say, like, fucking, like, ah, anybody have any idea how to, like, solve this or something like that? Anyway, yeah, so I'm stuck on this, yeah, fucking stuck on that, stuck on this fucking one. So, I mean, the fucking, yeah, the QR codes all around the fucking, like, that, inside the puzzle, like, I'm stuck on all the fucking walls and shit. They're saying shit like, you know, it's not even worth trying to fucking figure this out yet, or fucking, like, you know, this feels like a waste of time type of deal, shit like that. So, I'm thinking, like, oh, maybe I need to, like, different, like, more equipment I haven't unlocked yet, but that's not really how the game fucking works. Like, it'll tell you, like, right off the bat what you need, so I'm like, nah, it can't be that. And but then I'm seeing all these fucking, like, QR codes on the wall, just fucking, like, you know, it's fucking, there's better things to do and shit, and the fucking, you know, the voice in the sky is telling me to fucking move on, and I'm just fine, I'm wasting a fucking, like, hour of my time on this one fucking puzzle, and yeah, fucking, you know, get frustrated, fucking back out, do a bunch of other shit, come back, and just like, yeah, I still have no fucking clue, you know, I've done that a few fucking times, and, yeah, so I go up to one of those fucking blank walls, you paint your own fucking QR code on the wall, and yeah, your character's asking for help, like, you know, anybody know how to fucking do this type shit, So, you know, I do that, and I'm fucking figuring, like, you know, maybe it's, you know, like a Dark Souls type, like, soapstone type message, where it's, like, fucking, you know, other people fucking leave messages there, or, you know, help you out, or, like, you know, fuck with you, like, you know, like most people would do, or just fucking, like, oh, try something completely wrong type of deal, but just, so, I mean, I see why I fucking do that, and fucking paint my own asking for help, and just fucking, And another one just pops up below it, like, fucking, like, you know, just out of nowhere, just fucking random, see a fucking random QR code pop up, and I look at that, and then fucking, it says something like, oh, you must find the tomb of a dead test subject, or something like that. So, again, I'm still thinking in terms of, like, Dark Souls, I'm just fucking, like, alright, I've gotta find, like, you know what I mean, like, a spot where, like, you know, somebody, like a real person playing online died, maybe, like, you know what I mean, like, you'd find, like, fucking, their fucking soul or whatever the fuck, their bloodstain, like in Dark Souls. So I'm thinking, like, oh, if I find that, then, like, maybe, like, whatever, I can go back and try that QR code thing again. They'll give me, like, then fucking they can fucking help me out, or, like, whatever the fuck. Yeah, I don't know, fucking, I see cryptic shit like that, and just fucking, it's just hard not to fall back. I'm like, oh, I must work like Dark Souls, you know what I mean? Not really the case. That's not really how it works at all. So, yeah, I mean, you get those fucking, the hub worlds and shit, and then fucking, the fucking, whatever, the Egyptian, the fucking Greek, and, like, the medieval type shit. That's all fucking, like, connected through that open fucking industrial fucking, like, real world type deal, I guess you'd call it, or, like, fucking, the overworld or whatever. You get the fucking those hubs, you know what I mean? It's fucking the hubs that you go into, like, the fucking, it's like, A, B, and C type of deal. And I understand this is fucking, like, confusing to talk about. It was fucking, yeah, I mean, there's fucking, like, certain progression type of deal that you're taking. It's just, you know what I mean? It's fucking, again, you start off on, like, A, and then it's fucking, like, you get, like, as you get those pieces to unlock, fucking, it's like, all right, I have enough to unlock B, then enough to unlock C, you know what I mean? So, yeah, so, again, I'm fucking insane, like, I'm back at that, I'm stuck at that fucking puzzle, like, an hour in, like, A, you know what I mean? Fucking in the A hub. I know, it's a fucking mess talking about whatever the fuck. So, I mean, I progressed all the way up to, like, C, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, so this is the last fucking, like, hub part type of deal. Going there and fucking, I'm doing a bunch of shit in, like, C, you know what I mean? The last area, fucking dozens of fucking puzzles and shit. And fucking, then I'm fucking like, oh, what's this over here? Fucking find, like, a hidden path in that last area. It takes me to this fucking, like, jam. It's, like, not marked. It was, like, a fake wall or some shit. It's like, ah, oh, it's fucking weird. And just, it takes me to this, giant garden with, three or four fucking domes all along the fucking, all along the fucking perimeter. And they're all fucking locked. It's just fucking, like, just, domes fucking there. You can see, like those light refracting fucking prisms in them, but it's fucking, oh, they're locked. They need, it's just, you look at them and fucking to unlock them, you get to, like, do, like, these Tetris puzzles. Again, like, fucking, as you're unlocking shit, you get in the Tetris pieces, you gotta put them together and shit to unlock different shit. But so, the puzzles there to unlock the shit under the dome, they're, like, fucking, like, much more involved than, like, anything else in the fucking game, normally it's pretty simple, like, fucking, like, here's, like, eight pieces or something. Like, these are, like, here's, like, fucking, like, 16, and it's fucking ridiculous, sorry. Yeah, it's just, I mean, you just gotta, like, put them together to fucking, like, fill in the square or the fucking rectangle, So I do those to fucking all the domes. It probably takes me like 20 minutes or so trying to, fucking around with them, fucking up, trying again, and just, it's not really like fucking, like, it's just, all right, here's these fucking certain pieces, just, fit them in type of deal. But so it took me a while to do that. Fucking I unlock those fucking, like, prisms and shit, and I redirect fucking these light beams to a fucking, there's a giant fucking medieval castle in there, in the center of the whole thing. Do that, fucking go in there, there's, into the castle, and there's another fucking, Tetris puzzle inside. Do that, and it fucking, like, unlocks this fucking, like, tomb. So, I mean, long story short, again, it's fucking ridiculous, right? I'm trying to, like, just describe, like, oh, I did this, and fuck, it was fucking weird. But, I get this fucking, big production after you fucking open the tomb, just, fucking pomp and fucking circumstance, and see, it seems like I'm, the game makes it seem like you're fucking unlocking the fucking meaning of life and shit. And, tomb opens up, another fucking robot walks out, which is like, oh, wow, the fucking first, like, other thing, like, living thing, I've seen the fucking in the game type of deal. Then he walks up to one of those fucking like empty hint wall things. You know, I was talking an hour ago. I'm like fucking like, I'm stuck and I fucking paint that thing on the blank wall for the fucking my own QR code and waiting for fucking the Dark Souls thing. I was thinking, but that's how it works. It's fucking like, oh, you know, I fucking found this fucking other AI robot thing, and he fucking gets up, and then you know he paints a fucking QR code on the walls. So I was like, all right, cool. So now I can fucking like use those to like hints, right? Like fucking like whatever. But I'm like fucking, I have a little fucking balloon question mark thing in the bottom of the screen that says like, you know, the number one on it. So it's like, all right, so does that mean that that whole fucking thing I just went through is just like gave me like one hint type of deal? So it's like, all right, well, I gotta make that fucking, that hint count. You know what I mean? If that's fucking like that huge fucking, deal I had to go through to like get to like almost like the end of the game type of deal, like fucking the last like area anyway, and just fucking do all that bullshit to fucking unlock just for like one hint. So it's like, all right, well I go back to that fucking that puzzle I was stuck at, that fucking window and a door or whatever the fuck, that was like, you know, again way the fuck back, and just I'm like, all right, well, I've just been stuck for so long. Well, let's use this fucking, like, the in-game hint, figure out what the fuck's going on. So you use the hint there, and fucking I get some, like, it's just, like, some real, like, cryptic, fucking useless garbage. Like, fucking, oh, like, blue light must go through the shortcut. It's fucking, like, oh, awesome. I did through all that shit, dude, and I still, does not help me at all. I'm still fucking, like, stuck as shit. Like, no more fucking hints, you know? No more hints left. Like, I don't know if I can even get another one in the fucking game. Like, I have no idea. That's pretty much the story. I'm just fucking like, I said, hours of stuck on this puzzle, hours of figuring out how to like fucking get like one fucking hint, and the fucking hint ends up not even fucking helping me, and like, yeah, that was it. So yeah, I was still fucking resisting that urge to fucking look it up. You know what I mean? I don't want to fucking look up the solution or whatever. I'm fine. Like fucking like whatever. I'm fine. I'm fucking stuck on that puzzle. I still have like whatever. Like, you know, probably 30 more I can just fucking go around and fuck with, you know, type of deal. The game is fucking, like, big, really fucking big. To further confuse things, if I could try to explain it, you get those fucking, those hubs with the main levels in them and shit, then there's, hidden stars you can find in some of those. Those will open up like these fucking like star doors, just like doors with a fucking star on them, you know, like fucking Mario or whatever the fuck. And yeah, I only figured out how to get like a few of those fucking open, you know, a few of those fucking like stars and shit, and open up the doors. Then you fucking go in there and it's fucking like, oh, I need more fucking, again, just Tetris pieces to fucking open up the fucking things, to open up like the whatever the fuck's in there, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, and I have no fucking clue like where to get those fucking like extra pieces type of deal, or if I was like supposed to like hold on to the ones I used to unlock other shit. It's just like, dude, I have no clue. Like, it's just so like fucking like massive and like complex type of deal. It's fucking confusing to listen to, I'm sure, but it's confusing to fucking figure out too. There we go. So it was fucking, kind of progressed. It was like certain shit. Like, I opened the star door, just like, dude, that beats the fuck out of me. And then to fucking top it all off, and I know how fucking ridiculous it is to talk this long about a fucking puzzle game, and yeah, it probably makes no fucking sense again. But whatever, that never stopped me before. So you get this fucking, there's a bigger fucking puzzle to the fucking game, and sounds a little bit like fucking like Westworld, I guess, like something like that, where it's fucking like, oh, there's a bigger game here, like type of deal, like fucking like meta games. But there's a fucking like top level fucking overall mystery going on too. You're trying to get that industrial overworld type thing is a fucking like giant tower in the middle of everything, stretches up into the sky, just like so far up, like you can't even see the top of it when you're looking down. If you're looking up as you're at the bottom, it just fucking goes up into the clouds and shit. when you're trying to get red Tetris pieces, I think the fucking the physical like Tetris pieces are actually called like tetraminos, whatever the fuck that's gay to even talk about. But it's fucking Tetris pieces. So, yeah, you're getting, like, these red ones. And, again, using the red ones to fucking unlock, like, an elevator or whatever and fucking unlock floors of as you're going up an elevator. It's fucking, like, you'll get to a floor and fucking, like, oh, there's a puzzle. Fucking, you gotta go through there. Fucking, yeah. So, you're going floor by floor, fucking solving more puzzles at each one. And, you know, while you're in that tower, like, the fucking, like, the narrator, like, the fucking voice of God, like, in the sky or whatever, he gets pissed whenever you go in there because he can't fucking see you. He tells you not to fucking go in there and shit. Or you'll fucking end up, like, dead or whatever. So, I mean, there's that, too. I mean, that's, like, the fucking main thing, I guess. But then there's also fucking places in that overworld where, you know, you'll see, like, something, like, off. Like, you know, it's a fucking, like, oh, it's a boarded-up fucking window. Like, you know what I mean? Right in front of me, just for no reason. And, or, you know, blocking off a door or whatever the fuck. And, you know, or you see a fucking, like, one of those prisms, like the fucking reflective crystals, like, up in a fucking corner somewhere type of deal. Like, oh, it's all in the middle of fucking, like, nowhere. And, you know, you're basically trying to, like, break the fucking game at that point type of deal. Just fucking, like, you know, as a way to, like, fuck, you know, in this puzzle within this fucking, like, world, can I, like, make something, like, go out of the boundaries I'm not supposed to fucking, like, you know, send one of those, like, a light beam or something to that fucking crystal, that's, you know what I mean, that's fucking, like, in the middle of, like, the hub type of deal. It's just, like, really fucking just, you know, break the game and fuck it up and just type of deal. Yeah, it's just, you know, that bigger fucking, picture fucking puzzle. I mean, I don't even know where to fucking, like, where to start, like, half the time, where it's just fucking, like, oh, I found a fucking, like, statue or some shit, or, like, you know, hey, I found a fucking, you know, weird shit, like, say I found some fucking computer terminal, like, out in the fucking middle of a fucking, like, beach or some shit, like, tucked away in a corner, and just, you know, just get the Windows blue screen of death in the middle of it, and, you know, a bunch of fucking, like, paint cans lying around, just fucking, you can pick them up and shit, and I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do with them. At one point, I was like, fuck, there might have been, like, the one star door thing. I fucking, like, oh, I unlock it, and there's, like, an axe, and it's like, all right, take the axe, fucking, it's like, oh, cool, I can smash these boards I saw earlier, fucking smash the fucking boards, and it's fucking, like, there's something else you need to fucking, like, progress past that, and it's fucking just, like, I don't know, like, I don't know where to fucking, like, where to get that, or, you know, what's the next piece, like, where the fuck do I even start, type of deal. So, yeah, it's puzzling, you might say. Hold for laughter. Anyway, Talos Principle, fucking really fucking good game. You know, one of those games you fucking, like, you know, you sit down to play it, and it's fucking just like, one more puzzle type of deal. Then it's been like 5 fucking hours, you still want to see what you unlock next type of deal. It's fucking like, you know, one more puzzle, then I'll stop. And it's fucking like, I need, you know, 3 more of these fucking yellow pieces, and I can fucking unlock, like, another, like, ability or whatever the fuck to do more shit. Or fucking like, one more red piece, I can go up into the floor of the tower type of deal. It is really, keeps you hooked. And it's fucking, again, it's because it's so, like, so calming. Yeah, it's like such, like, a calm, it's fucking like, I go at your own pace type of deal. Or it's just fucking, like, it's deceptive of, like, fucking, you know, how long you've been fucking playing. So, yeah, hopefully I can fucking resist the urge to fucking, look shit up online before I get to the fucking some kind of ending. Anyway, I'm sure there's fucking like, you beat, like, the main game, but did you get, you know, whatever the fuck, all the fucking star doors, and get Luigi in the fucking top of the castle or whatever the fuck. I don't know, but yeah, I mean, I am fucking, like, seriously, like, stuck on some shit at this point, and yeah, you know, I'm half retarded too, so that's that. It might be a shorter episode than usual. So, again, I just feel like fucking garbage. I mean, I played the fucking The Walking Dead, the new season, but I can wait, I guess. Again, it's fucking, I'm fucking gross and fucking snotty and shit. Yeah, let's do that. GruntFreePress.com is the website. podcast@gruntfreepress.com is the email. I'm like, dude, my fucking head is just, like, spinning at this point. It's fucking like, dude, no fucking Grunt Free Press. Yeah, it's time to edit. Grunt Free Press on Gab, I think, or Absolute Deicide on Gab. I still don't know how the fuck that works. Whatever. That's about it. Fuck it. I'm out. I'm out. Fuck you. I'm sick. You fucking lick my snot.
Let's get begin to feel. Beats or death. A nightmare.